This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, there's a Micah Parsons cut I'm going to get to you as we open up hour number four of the G-Bag Nation that I think is the most leadership thing I've heard, and it actually made me reconsider what I think his leadership potential is. Okay, we'll get to this Micah Parsons cut in just a couple of minutes. General at your service, Eddie's. Broadus is off today. He is in South Carolina for his godson's wedding. So send him some love on social. Let him know he's missed. Lucius Alexander's the pimp cup over here. Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. He'll take us flawless all the way till the end of the show at 7 o'clock, where Fred and Blake will take over the Fan After Dark. You got 4 hours of them tonight as well. Wolchuk and Shia follower here, of course, and you can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Cowboys mini camp wrap today, and we were just going over some of the highlights of Shoddy and some of the things the player said. I'll get to Mike in just a second, but what do you guys think of when he was in the press conference and he was asked about the ping pong table in the locker room, and his answer was, I want to play Micah. I've beaten the bleep out of Dak already. I want to play Micah. I'll put that out there and see if he takes the challenge. So, yeah, I love the competitiveness. Love a coach who can play some ping pong. I don't think I've ever beat my dad at ping pong. Okay, it's one of those games. Doesn't require a lot of foot speed. If you got the hand-eye coordination and the skill, you can stay with it if you're not trying to play it at an Olympic level. I'm interested to see if Micah can beat him. Micah's got the basketball skills. You know, Dak was a good hooper himself. He's a quarterback. You'd expect Dak in his prime maybe to get the best of Shoddy. So this is Garrett that beat him in throwing. This is David Carr that beat him in throwing. Shoddy apparently beat the bleep out of him ping pong. I mean, doesn't this inform on your fine motor skills a little bit?
Yeah, I think it does. There is an impressive skill. I think basketball involves this quite a bit. Ping pong to some extent as well.
The hand roll.
You're moving so fast and explosive, but also you have a sweet, sweet finesse touch.
Yeah.
You know, that combination, like these basketball guys impress the heck out of me because they go so hard. It's strong, it's physical, it's explosive, and then it's very, very finesse when it comes to the finish. Ping pong, some similarities there.
It is. And Shoddy was a very good college quarterback, by the way.
Yeah.
He transferred to join old ball coach at Florida.
He did.
Just because he knew he wasn't going to be an NFL player and wanted to start learning offense to prepare himself to be the best possible coach and wanted to see what he could learn. But if he'd have stayed, he would have gone bowling as like a starting quarterback. Brandon Lurie pulled out an awesome clip from Micah's media session, though, talking about Trayvon Diggs, who Calvin Watkins wrote about this morning in the morning news. We'll talk about that story as well. But here was Micah.
I think it's extremely difficult for Diggs. And, you know, I actually had to fly out there to check on him because he was like, bro, you got to come visit me. I think he was getting a little lonely. But, you know, I went out there to check on the man, and, you know, the things that I felt like he wasn't doing, I got on him, and the things that he was doing, I supported him. I think, you know, that's one person. Even when we went to work out, I was like, oh, no, you owe me some more sets. Like, I want you to – it's your comeback play. I want you to be comeback player of the year, and I think in his case, I don't think he reaches out to a lot of people. A lot of people don't understand him, and that's okay because I was like, yo, I understand you. I know where you at right now. And I'm here for you. You know, I don't want nothing from you. Like, a lot of people might want something from you. I don't want anything from you. I'm here to strictly support you and be there for you throughout your time. And so, you know, just throughout that process, man, you know, just seeing where he's at and just seeing his mental, I think, you know, at the end, you know, he kind of wrote me a message for my birthday. And you know, he didn't tell me in person, but he wrote me how much he appreciated that I came out there and uplifted him, man. So, you know, and he don't really show a lot of emotion. It's hard to get more than a couple words out of him. So just to get that message from him, it meant a lot for me just as a friend. So, you know, I'm happy that he's in a bright spot. He's doing better. And I'm just hoping he has the year that he wants to. It's just now I'm telling him you got to kick it to overdrive now. I say no more excuses.
Talked about him maybe winning comeback player of the year. That would be awesome. But, you know, the crowd laughed when he said maybe he was getting lonely. Like, ha, 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 yeah, right, a famous football player in Florida getting lonely in the summer. But I think that was genuine. I think that showed that, you know, he felt I needed to go check on this guy. And, you know, I think that maybe that's the leadership and that's the shoddy culture. Isn't that?
It is. I mean, when he had the goodnight calls, Osa Odighizuwa mentioned something similar to that. Like, this is what I needed. This is what I needed for my mentals. Just like checking up on me. That goes a long way. And I think it, you don't have to be a professional football player.
Yeah.
I think that could go a long way just for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Check on your loved ones. Check on your friends. I know I'm guilty of that. I probably don't do that enough. I probably don't call my sister enough, call my dad enough, call whoever it might be. How are you doing? I'm thinking about you. I'm there for you. You know, everybody's going through something, and even those that are rich and famous and you think their lives are incredible, they're dealing with crap as well.
Yeah, a lot of, I think there's a big misconception that they don't have any problems because all the pressure they're dealing with, they don't know if they're going to be on the roster, the family's looking to them to pay this or pay that, and if it falls apart all of a sudden. So you have like the 8 to 12 guys on every football team that have generational wealth. After that, it's guys making high hundreds of thousands, which after you buy a home, you can be underwater and thinking, I need the next contract to create wealth for after playing, or I'm going to go from playing to immediately start working. And you can see if you're paying attention, the older I've got and I've gone through experiences myself, it's been easier to see, but you can tell that some of these guys are really going through it, you know, and it would be great to know that you're on a football team that is receptive to that instead of, you know, the old style of, you know, what do you have to be bummed out about? Right. You know, pick your head up and go get them, you know. That kind of deal, that's pretty toxic.
How would you guys feel about one of these check-in calls? Does it have to be just a regular call, or could we do a little FaceTime check-in? You guys comfortable with a bro on bro FaceTime?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do a lot of FaceTime.
See, this is where.
Yeah, but I could be open to it.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take that call probably.
I mean, I'll answer it.
Walchuk will be shirtless on his recliner in front of three televisions watching all the sports.
Exactly. That's when it's like crap.
Maybe a tub of ice cream sitting there if he's really down bad, or maybe he's up super good and it's a celebration ice cream. But I love a good FaceTime from time to time.
You do like your FaceTimes.
Yeah.
See, these are the kind of jokes, Chief, why people won't pick up the call. You know,
yeah, that's a good point.
But maybe I just need to get used to the FaceTime
backwards on that one.
Maybe we've just moved on from the phone call to the FaceTime.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me see that face, dude. Let me lock eyes with you.
To see you
as I check in on your mentals.
Well, salute to Micah for having the skills, whether it's on the phone or in person, to get that done, pick his guy up, and hopefully Diggs does have the big bounce back here.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously speculative, but like. You might be pretty down bad when you're in a place where I don't even want to go out there and collect my $500,000 that is owed to me.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean?
That's like that depression.
I mean, and maybe it's because you're up so good and you're like, no, I can afford to just sort of punt on $500,000. But I think there's a good chance it's the other direction where it's like, man, I can't even bring myself to get up and go out there right now, even though it's costing me $500,000.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, Trayvon Diggs setting the record straight on rehab in a story in the morning news. That is the other side of this story and what might have bummed him out. He mentions in the story the perception that he's not working out hard forced him to release a documentary on YouTube called Seven. So that was kind of a direct response to the criticisms that had started coming. And, you know, Jerry Jones participated in this as well in the interview that he did talking about the rehab. He said, I was back for the first game last year. They said I was going to be back in October. I was back for week one. So he said he was ahead of schedule last year and pulled it off. And that is his goal this year, to pull it off as well, saying the rehab this time around is easier. He has no pain and could actually play now.
I'm hopeful, man. I mean, That'd be huge if Diggs doesn't have to miss any time and he's ready to go week one. I know he was talking with Clarence Hill and mentioned like, hey, 2 years removed from the ACL. Javonte Williams has said the same thing. Naturally, you're just going to be stronger. You're going to feel more confident on that. I mean, it's got to be difficult. You work so hard to get back, and then boom, here's another serious injury, and I got to rehab all over again. So I don't know what to think in terms of expectations of what type of version of Trayvon Diggs we'll get right away, but we've been robbed of seeing him and Deron Bland together on the field. It's been so unfortunate. If Diggs was there, Bland got hurt. It's been a handful of games. So I'm hopeful, man. That would make me feel much better about the secondary if you told me, hey, Diggs is going to be there week one and you're going to get at least an 85% version of the guy that you had in 2021 and 2022 when he was borderline all pro.
I guess I'm more confident in Overshown, even though he tore all the ligaments in his knee. Those are things that are like, you know, repaired, the ligaments are rewoven back together. And then, you know, once they heal, you're kind of like structurally whole. This cartilage thing is just so weird. It's more about how is your knee going to, like, it doesn't hurt right now, months after the surgery, but how is it going to react to having to play three games in 10 days? Mm-hmm. And does that cartilage just totally dissolve, or is it going to be as good as the cartilage you were born with? And that's tricky. You know, so, and that's, you know, why a lot of times players like this don't come back well until their second year after the surgery. And if that's the case, I don't think Trayvon Diggs will be around on the Cowboys, you know, after that. And that's tough. So he needs a big year, not only to stay on the Cowboys, but I think to remain market viable for free agency. So his motivation should be at an all time high. I had a lot of fun today talking about Joe Milton with folks. If you didn't hear, you probably have by now. I'd love it if you could subscribe to How About Wow. It's all one word. It's my new YouTube channel where I'm talking about Cowboy stuff. Anyway, I did a short like 2 weeks ago that was kind of a throwaway. Like, hey, how good could Joe Milton be? Could he be Dak's eventual replacement? And in the comments and the views and the likes, I realize there is a lot of people out there that either believe in Joe Milton more than me or have lost faith in Dak Prescott to such an extent that they're looking at Joe Milton as the savior. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the number is, but at 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open. I just want to know, how much are you buying the narrative that, hey, I was Joe Milton, I was COVID quarterback at Michigan, that was a weird deal, I transferred to Tennessee, then I'm back on the bench, then I get there and it's snap one read, and I get what, one season's worth of starts. They never asked me to be quarterback. Then I get to New England, I start figuring things out. You saw it in preseason, didn't you? Then we get to week 18, Buffalo sits the majority of their starters, and I go out there and I complete my first 10 passes. I'm moving in the pocket to avoid pressure. I'm rolling out and hitting guys on the run. I'm actually looking off one receiver and going to a second and even once a third progression and finding that guy. Broken play, find a guy in the middle of the field for 50 yards. So how much are you buying that he just hasn't been asked to grow and progress because he was such a great athlete and he did enough to put up offense in college? And essentially his growth curve just started, and maybe the Cowboys got lucky identifying a guy who can step in here and, I don't know, be effective as a second year player. Could he be as good as Cooper Rush when it comes to just winning? I don't think so, but maybe developing on an arc that makes this realistic. Where are you guys with that?
Yeah, I mean, I buy that for sure. There's no way a guy like Joe Milton would become available if it wasn't for the unique circumstances of New England having the Drake May face of the franchise in his rookie year, showing like, obviously, okay, he's the guy. So, and they spent high-level draft assets on him. So just the fact that Milton was available at this time is pretty dang unique, and I'm with you. I think there is plenty. There's so many physical tools that he was able to get away with not having to do some of the other things from like a processing standpoint, and wasn't probably asked to do a lot of those things. So I'm super excited about just what the upside is and investing in him and learning from Dak and where this could all go. I think this is a ton of fun because the backup quarterback for the Cowboys has not been anything of excitement for a long time. This is now like, okay, he's super cheap, he's super young, and he's just scratching the surface.
Yeah, I don't know the last time backup quarterback was this exciting. Like Trey Lance had just kind of like dissolved already, and it never got exciting. I think John Kitten was pretty good. Kyle Orton was pretty good. But like when Dak was backing up Tony, you know, it was just nothing, nothing, nothing. Oh, he's got to start. And he's amazing. Hey, yeah. He's going to start for 8 games. And then he just stayed the starter. But yeah, this is the most excitement I think I've covered on the Cowboys backup quarterback situation.
Yeah, I mean, because Dak's been here 10 years. And you can kind of see, like, hey, the writing's on the wall. If there's another injury, they're obviously in a contract that they can't get out of right now. But you do wonder, like, what's the future look like at that position? And there is always kind of a love affair in sports with the backup quarterback. And to have Joe Milton, who is physically gifted, is all hell. I mean, it's tough to find somebody else that's got the arm strength and the physical ability that Joe Milton does. So I mean, when we get to Oxnard, the storyline is going to be, how's Joe Milton looking? That all the videos of him throwing at practice, that stuff's going to pop off and go viral. So, I mean, we see it on the text, how people have been out on Dak for years. I mean, it's been, you can go back 5 years ago, there's been a polarizing debate, 50-50, do you think Dak Prescott's the guy or not? So, yeah, I think that the Joe Milton experiment's going to be fascinating.
And especially now with the status of Dak, where at the age and the injury history, you know that you're one play away from him going down in a huge way again. Yeah. So you want something of excitement there. And I don't know, I guess Broadus is saying, like, it would be Will Greer stepping in immediately if Dak got hurt. But I would think if it was a season-ending Dak injury like last year, I think they would run with Milton. Like, hey, we're not trying to win a single game here or two, biding time for Dak to come back. I think this would be unleash Milton and see what he can do. He needs plenty of reps.
Yeah, I mean, if you need one or two games, then I guess you think Greer is better. But if you're going to be a running team, I know Milton's not Cam Newton or Lamar Jackson or anything, but he can run fast and he can be a physical player. Why are we trading picks? Why are we trading valuable draft picks for guys if, you know, you're not going to throw them out there? I guess if Will Greer comes in mid-season, I'm going to think there's another wasted pick. Mm. This guy's got nothing. That's what I'm going to think. Okay, but most exciting storylines going into Oxnard now that we wrap up today, minicamp, Milton, Ezeraku, Blue and Maffa at running back. Like, I know Pickens and Lamb are going to be insane, and that is going to be the most highlights in camp that we've seen in a long time. That's booked, right? But out of intrigue, what could happen? Those are my three right there.
Definitely.
Milton and the pass rusher and the young running backs. Okay, we're coming back, G-Bag Nation. I think Wolchuk's going to take us on a proper round tripper before we get to the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live. What you got cooking with that baseball?
Yeah, we got some interesting buzz around the league as we get closer to the deadline, and we do have to celebrate this big-time anniversary. That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're about 7 minutes now from the G-Bag of the day. We'll get you the best audio coming up in just a second. This segment of the Nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, G-Bag of the day coming up at 5:30. LA Live, 5:40. At 6 o'clock, Bobby Carella, All City Dallas, to talk about the Mavs. Are they going to have Jason Kidd go somewhere or not? You know, Bobby's dialed. He lived in that building for a long, long time. Got sources. He'll tell you what you need to know. Mavs fans coming up at 6. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, we're going to get to some Ranger nuggets here in just a moment. Some things, some buzz around the league before the trade deadline. Big win today for our Rangers. 16-3. They just clobbered the Twins. Back home tomorrow, we'll be at the Globe. Comerica Backyard, if you're coming out, come say what's up to us. But speaking of our Dallas Mavericks, 14 years ago today, this great moment happened.
And the celebration will begin. The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions. The first title in franchise history.
But tonight, we crown a new champion. For the first time, in franchise history, the Dallas Mavericks have won the NBA championship. Congratulations to Mark Cuban, to Demar Ussery, Donnie Nelson, Coach Rick Carlisle, the amazing team that calls themselves the Dallas Mavericks, and all the fans in Texas who are Dallas Mavericks fans.
Mm. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stern. What a glorious day it was. 14 years ago, geez. Does not feel like it was 14 years ago.
No, it doesn't. And I love it because, you know, it's only been a couple of years for Rangers fans, so it will feel like it just happened yesterday, apparently for another 12 years, at least.
Oh, man. Hopefully we can get this thing back going.
You
got
to get the one. You got to get the one. And I think the Jones family feels like the three they got is still good.
Yeah, well.
I guess the proof's in the pudding, but it's getting close. They need another one.
30 years later, we got a whole generation that's never seen them sniff a Super Bowl. But 105-95, game six. Mavs got that win. Dirk with 21-11. Jason Kidd, your now head coach, with 9-8. Jet Terry with 27 off the bench as they secured that. Still, in my opinion, it's arguably the greatest run in NBA history when you look at how they did it. You beat Portland. I know that hurts. For you, Gavin, 4-2. You sweep the defending back-to-back title-winning Lakers.
Then, Roy was already cooked.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah. Then you take 4-5 against KD, Russ, and James Harden and that Thunder bunch. And then
unbelievable.
You beat LeBron, Wade, and Bosh after being down 2-1 in the series. You come back and win 4-2.
I mean, I was working. A lot of people say the Mavs were never picked, and that's not totally true. I think about 60% of Mavs fans thought they would beat the Trailblazers in round one. I was sure they would. But rounds 2 and 3, I mean, the Thunder were coming into their maturity, and the Lakers were defending champs. So I was stunned when they swept the Lakers.
Just a glorious run. Okay, so Jim Bowden of The Athletic put out things that he's hearing and watching for as we're 50 days away from Major League Baseball's trade deadline. And there were some interesting Rangers nuggets in here. So he did right after subpar starts. You got the Braves, the Red Sox, and the Rangers. They all don't appear to be postseason teams as of right now. But most in the industry believe that they will make trades to try and improve their respective rosters for the rest of the season. The Rangers will generally look for bats if they can get their if they can't get their own guys going. Now we'll see. All of a sudden, if this offense can continue to play as well as they did in 2 out of the 3 games of this series against Minnesota, if Evan Carter stays hot, if you do have Marcus Semien sustaining this, which seems like he will, Josh Young, who's been really, really good. I mean, Smitty, 2 pitches, leadoff home run today, right? Dolley got going again. Like, if this lineup ends up, okay, they figured it out, Jake Berger in the DH role, I'm comfortable, this is my home, I'm going to go ahead and tear it up. Now you're not as like, okay, I've got to be super aggressive to go and acquire a bat, but they're certainly, at least now, they're believed around the Major League Baseball, no matter what their record is. The Rangers are going to be buying. They're not going to be selling right now.
I love it. I'm thinking closer. You know,
yeah.
Get Garcia in the 8th inning or a 9th inning lefty. you get a stud right-handed closer to this and a, like a DH or another option at first base, an outfielder, you know. But what they're kind of playing themselves into is, can we get a dynamic bat? We're not just looking for a replacement bat, but is there a guy out there that could really send us into that? Maybe we could be a top five offense again.
Yeah, it would be beautiful if you get to the point where the trade deadline just becomes, hey, can we add sort of a cherry on top bat to what is a lineup that's really starting to click here? And then you can sure. turn your attention to a little bit more like a closer type role there. This is the best case scenario. And Thad Levine talking about the Rangers and being like, yeah, like, of course you'll do things at the deadline, but the best thing for the Rangers is just to have these guys that are very, very capable in the lineup to just get back to being themselves.
Right. And you're probably going to be competing with a team in your own division in Seattle, who's also looking for a middle of the order bat, first baseman or a third baseman is what the report is that they're looking at. So they could be talking with the Diamondbacks. Maybe they can bring back Eugenio Suarez, who was a Ranger killer in Seattle, but that's a team in your own division that's also going to be on the hunt to try and add some pop to their offense. The other thing that I took away from this, there's a lot of buzz that Braves manager Brian Snitker and Rangers manager Bruce Bochy could retire at season's end, which would be a big loss for the sport, writes Bowden. Both classy people, impressive track records, who have been great for the game. It's disappointing that both of their teams might not be where they're at right now. And that said, he writes, I would never bet against either of them or the teams they manage for the remainder of the season, but it could be one last ride for both.
Okay, that's understandable. You know, everything he said is one year at a time type of deal. I don't blame him for that, because at any point I feel like Ray could switch back into long-term development. You know, eventually a thing can run its course and it's time to sell, and if I'm Boch, I want nothing to do with that. I do want something to do with the G-bag of the day, though. So into the pimp cup, here's Lucius.
I've got so much for you today. I've got so much for you here.
Nice.
Yeah. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit your boy up. Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can find us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, our winner right here, it's a little dude that motivated himself through getting a shot. He's got a vaccination. Mind over the body type of situation right here. This man has tears in his eyes as he motivates himself through this shot.
You gotta stay very still for me, okay?
Oh yeah, ow, ow, okay. What the heck though?
What the heck? Okay.
Ready?
Oh, him. Heck yeah! Heck yeah!
All right.
Do
don't
it.
Touch it. Here, let me hold my hand.
Just
do it. Just do it.
Okay,
here we go.
Yeah,
boy, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I love it. I love it. It feels good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Tex was saying little man is having chemo shots. If that's the case, then I'm going to have a hard time not voting for him.
Hey, man, he motivated himself through it, though. You got to do what you got to do, bro.
Yeah.
Do what you got
to
do.
Showing us all how to be tough at the doctor.
How about that?
Doesn't get any easier.
All right, let's see here. Mike Bassick. We got Mike Bassick. Shout out to FatMan05 for... Yeah, I got it. I got
Way
it.
Way to go, Lucius.
Yeah, got it. Now, shout out to Carter, man, for pulling this from his app. And FatMan05 on Twitter for sending me the notification like, yo, Mike is he's getting there. He's getting a little loose, bro. Yeah, Mike Bassick is starting to take shape on the Rangers TV broadcast. He's almost in full form, if you know anything about Michael. He's almost there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I don't think they would do this if it started raining very hard. I'm not looking at a radar or anything. Can't they just say this game's over? Do you really think Rocco Baldelli wants to play another inning in this game? And the Rangers are up by 10. Can we just say, hey, put the tarp on. Everybody get your travel schedule going. Cole Wynn just threw strike three. That wasn't called. But we don't need any delays. We're good. We know who won.
No, I hear you.
But as we all know, that's not the way it'll go down. There's a swing and a miss. Jeffers down on strikes. Two gone. Of course, both teams traveling.
Yeah.
So to your point, the Twins aren't any more interested in hanging out today than the Rangers are.
It's up to the umpires when the game starts. Couldn't Bochy and Rocco go to the umpires and say, well, we don't need to have a delay. We both have determined this game's over.
I mean, they could, but it's just not.
Why not?
You don't know what to say.
Been there.
I mean, common sense.
Yeah, common sense, but you got to do your best to get the game in.
Look, all the fans are leaving right now anyways. They know who won.
Yeah, but TV, man.
All right, well, let's get all the brand connects now.
Wow.
That's good, dude.
I mean,
almost there. It's getting close.
Woo. That is very close.
Very close.
I tell you what, I heard another one in the post game. When you ask Mike a question and he's had it, either he's had a bad day or he's fed up with working or something like that, he'll give you a nope before you've even finished the question. And that is a clear sign that Mike is he's a little chippy. Oof. We're getting close. Full Bassic eruption.
Yeah. Soon.
And where Dave Raymond is, you're like, you're handcuffed on the air. You're like, I'm trying to be pro. Mike's doing his thing.
You'd be like, is this guy for real?
Yes.
That's what you're thinking. Is this for real?
What I learned after I worked with him, though, once I was just listening, was when he was with KNC. That's when Mike's doing his best work. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, when he's just not caring.
So the straight guy, like, you are handcuffed. But, you know, in the back of your mind, you know it's gold.
As you're trying to be the voice of reason.
Yeah. Yes.
As Rocco Baldelli's challenging plays in the ninth inning.
That was
like, you know that. No, Mike, that's not going
to
happen.
I'm glad if Mike had to leave, at least he went there so we can still enjoy him.
Yeah.
All right. So we know the Coach Prime has been going through his little health situations personally. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, popped up on Coach Prime's house.
Oh.
To go check on Coach Prime, see how he's doing. You know, lift your man up with some spirits.
Counting them toes, probably.
He counting them toes. What happened to the big one, boy? It's gone. Yes, I think this is the first time Michael Irvin's ever been to Coach Prime's house because he's just blown away by how sprawling it is. You can see it on Well Off TV. I watch it every other day, damn near. But anyway, Mike said he'd love to live here because there's no one around there. You can just be naked.
Hmm. You walk out here, this is beautiful. Y'all, let me tell you something. This Joker living insane beautiful. Look at this spot. Country pride. Ain't nobody out here. Can't nobody see? Boy, I'll be the oldest bucket naked man in this water. You know Hey, the oldest bucket naked man running around here, you know, bro. I run my sprints naked. I go over there and work out naked. I'm going to be running naked over there. You know, I'm coming here and jump. I'm going to shoot hoops naked. We going to play tennis naked. And then I'm going to get in the water. Now, what naked? Ain't nobody nowhere. Ty, when you go back to Colorado, I'm going to keep this for you. I'm going to take care of this for you. I got you, buddy. Don't sweat it. All parties, we're going to call them prime parties. It's going to be going on. He going to be on the field somewhere. We going to be in here.
I love it. Playmaker checking on prime time at his Texas residence. Living it up.
Sounds like Jamie Foxx's parties, if you know anything about Jamie Foxx's parties.
Oh, snap.
They playing basketball.
Naked. Is it Playmaker checking on Prime? Is it Mike Bassic? Road's starting to wear on him a little bit. At least the Rangers were winning. Or young man shows us how to be tough at the doctor. A really tough decision today. And like I said, I'm going to have a hard time not voting for the champ. But I will. I'll vote for the champ, Chief. How about you?
Mikey B.
What do you think, Lucius?
Michael Irvin.
We're still tied at one, Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with the champ.
By a score of 2-1-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the young man gutting it out over there at the doctor. Now, LA Live's coming up next. Lucius, where are you taking us?
Yeah, it's a ladies' night in LA Live. I've got some Area Nation, Chris Webber, and some BBC.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
See for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now for LA Live into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yes, ladies night, baby.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Bam. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Who it wants?
Everybody get high.
Man.
What is your favorite body part on a woman?
Body part of a woman is... I'm going to say... The arm, the limbs.
The limbs?
Limbs, yes.
Oh, the lips.
Limbs.
Okay, limbs. Thank you.
The limbs. Favorite body part on the... No, hold on, listen to what he said, fam. Hold on, bro.
What is your favorite body part on a woman?
Body part of a moment.
Yeah. Body part of a moment. This is LA Live for Thursday, June 12th, 2025. It is a Thursday ladies' night here in LA Live. One time for the Tolo ladies, one time for the first time, last time, and long time listeners. You are 100% appreciated over here in my book. You really are, especially if you listen to this. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Ladies!
My husband and I, we have a really happy marriage because we don't communicate. All our friends who love to communicate, now communicating with their divorce lawyers. I'm telling you, if I can give anybody one marriage advice, please, do not talk. Don't read these stupid books. They all talk about talk to each other. Do not talk to each other. Nobody needs to know what's going on in your head. You don't need to know what's going on in his head. Nothing good is going on in anybody's head.
This is the sound of a happy woman and a happy man.
Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan Ladies Night. I got an update on Chris Webber. Ooh. Chris Webber. Remember the paternity situation regarding Doug Christie mm-hmm. and the wifeys and whatnot?
Yeah.
Allegations suggest DNA tests confirmed Chris Webber as the biological father of Chantel. That is Doug and Jackie Christie's daughter.
Oh!
I was wondering where all these reports were coming from just a few weeks ago. And I was like, man. I'm not seeing anything certified, but there's a whole lot of people talking about it, especially if you're on the YouTube streets. Like, they're doing their whole shows around it. Well, anyway, Chris Webber said something about it. He wants to address the rumors. I think he kind of... Hold on.
What's up, party people?
First of all, this is paternity rumors, okay?
Party for goodness
gracious. This is paternity rumors. This is an alleged $4.6 million lawsuit for paternity fraud and emotional distress. And he starts off his response as,
what's up, party people?
It's crazy.
Man, internet is undefeated, huh?
The start of a new future song.
It's crazy.
That's why I'm going to give this friendly reminder to some of my friends out there that you can't believe everything you read, see, or hear on the internet, especially when they're all lies. No proof, just made up lies. So I'm going to take this opportunity to issue my one and only advisory. If you have a platform and you have content with my name attached to lies, take it down now. And to those that started the rumor, that started the lies and then continued to spread the lies, I dare you not to take it down. I dare you to repeat a lie. You're not going to defame my-
He didn't mention what it is, no... Hey, sorry about that, Doug and y'all. We're good. There's never been anything like that. Nothing like the lies.
Which lie?
Quote unquote lies.
Name. Of course the lawyers are in action. Of course the lawyers are in motion and are motivated. But that's that.
But watch this.
If anyone else that wants some insight and a story or some tools of how to get through the distractions, how to stay focused.
Oh, no.
Yes.
During the bull.
Yes.
Go get my book.
Oh, no.
By God's grace.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. He's going to use this moment to promote a book?
It was an apology / commercial.
What?
Oh, no.
That's just, I mean, somebody said it should have been called Time Out, the book.
That would have been great. He bookended it with party people and then, oh yeah, get my book.
Get my book, dog.
Incredible. Dude.
Crazy stuff, man. Oh my God. But still, again, I hope it's not true at all.
So is the paternity test just rumored?
It's just rumored so far, we guess. I mean, he says the rumor, so we don't know what the hell he's really talking about. R. Kelly says the Aryan Nation or Aryan Brotherhood. Is there a difference between Aryan Nation and Aryan Brotherhood? Anybody? Anybody know?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
The fan text is going to let us know pretty soon here.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, R. Kelly says the Aryan Nation or Aryan Brotherhood is trying to kill him in prison. And he wants out. He's trying to get Trump's attention. Come say, it's your boy, dog. You know me, baby. It's your boy. Come get me out of here. R. Kelly's attorney is claiming that a member of the Aryan Brotherhood was recruited by prison officials to kill him. R. Kelly's lawyer filed an emergency motion to get R. Kelly out of jail right now. We want him out right now. Lawyer claims prison officials approached two Aryan Brotherhood members in April about taking out R. Kelly in exchange for their freedom. One of the men, who has terminal cancer, notified R. Kelly about the plot and has since signed a sworn affidavit admitting the whole scheme.
Ooh. Probably not going to end well for that guy.
No.
Yeah. Come here, brother. Let's talk to you.
Yeah.
No, we just want to talk.
Yeah.
Close that door behind him.
Here's the Brotherhood is founded in prison and more an organized crime syndicate. And Aryan Nations is more just focused on anti-Semitic and white supremacist ideologies.
Both do that, though, right?
Yeah, both are doing that.
But one is in prison and one is on the streets.
Sounds like that, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
Aryan Nation is more like on the internet spreading stuff and that sort of propaganda, while the Brotherhood is more like out there gangbanging.
Propaganda for the proper goose.
Got it.
Yeah, man, he's asking for Trump to help him out. Somebody asked Trump about P. Diddy. P. Diddy. And Trump said he would look into that situation.
I don't know. I would certainly look at the facts. If I think somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact on me.
Yeah, so he's looking for a pardon, too.
Chris Lee's got the pardon.
Everybody looking for the pardon. Yeah. 50 Cent is trying to make sure that Diddy does not get a pardon from Trump at all. He's really trolling that situation.
I wonder how much that would cost you. You
know? What? A pardon?
Yeah.
A red hat.
Red hat
just,
to do it?
Just throw that red hat
red
on.
Red hat and some socials.
Yeah, crash out with throw the red hat on and tell everybody to screw you. He's going to look out for you, bro. He's going to look out for you. He's smart guy. He's a smart guy. He gets it.
I think I'd be looking for that care package if I was Diddy right now.
There's a lot of people asking Trump for help, celebrities-wise. I'm seeing Omni with a Hellcat. He got caught scamming. He's asking for some help. He's posting it on his Instagram. He got the red hat on.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom. He's looking for some help. Help me. I'm in debt.
I like the idea of all these guys doing the Gruden videos where they're unboxing things. And it's just
red hats.
Red ties.
Did they ever catch those inmates from prison? I think one of them was looking for Trump's help. Hey, Trump, somebody help us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me find out real quick on that because I want an update on that.
And what's your message to? Have you seen Donald Trump? Do you think he should step in?
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
Just a random clip I see, bro.
I appreciate that.
Just a random clip. Before I get out of here, I got some BBC for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is what you've been waiting for.
What about some sound?
They had audio issues.
We have to now go, in fact, to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, who's been speaking about the inflation data.
Numbers today. But the numbers today are clearly disappointing. We want to see inflation coming down after the cost of living challenges that people have been through this last few years.
I think we've got a problem there with the sound again.
What make you think that?
Let's go to our resident fairy for the report.
Gonna have a bigger problem when the Wicked Witch of the West shows up.
Reporters should do like helium reports.
Yes!
That would be funny.
That's crazy that you said that. They should do. Here's a BBC reporter right here. They're having a whole lot of fun on that BBC broadcast situation. He's reading facts about a roller coaster that he's on while going down the roller coaster.
Ooh,
yeah.
Crap.
The BBC breakfast producers, Nagger and Charlie in their wisdom, have given me some roller coaster facts. I'm going to have a go at, oh, this is the bit I hate. This is the click, 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 click bit. They've given me some roller coaster facts that I'm going to attempt to read as we do this roller coaster, which has got a vertical loop, a zero G roll, a double corkscrew, I don't know what that is, and we're going to do 4 G's acceleration, apparently. Right. Well, anyway, so I've got some facts. This was a stand-up roller coaster. Now you sat down, and I'm pleased for that.
Oh, come on.
So let's have a go at these facts.
Oh, what are we doing? Go.
The tallest UK roller coaster is 72 meters high. The wave, oh, it's just 37 meters. We're going into a loop. We're going into a loop. We're out of a loop. The fastest roller coaster is from Corkscrew. Corkscrew alert. Formula Rossa. That goes from 0 to 140 knots.
He keeps moving. Going for a long time, bro.
Man.
Looks like we got 8 of the 10 caught. 2 of them in Houston traffic stop. Pulling my broadest here. And 2 of them still on the lam.
Okay.
Is it the one of the dude that's always going live on Instagram or something?
Yeah, and he's insisting, I did not escape. I was let out.
He was let out!
I was let out.
I was let out!
They just let me out. I don't know.
What am I supposed to do? Stay? They're going to kill me.
Do you think you could stay down long?
No.
Like, go out? I think you got to commit to camping.
Yeah, you got to disappear. You got to disappear.
Just freaking peer. Get you a log cabin like Grizzly Adams.
Which one are we having? Oh, some more audio issues.
Si Jasmine Gabriel Galvan ng GMA Regional TV. Jasmine. Mamaya na ho natin babalikan si Jasmine Gabriel Galvan.
Sounds like the beginning of a sci-fi movie.
It's like so Alvin good. And the Chipmunks.
Yeah, so good. Shoot, man. How about this one before I get out of here? They were talking to a politician, doing a little interview, and some alarms started going off on his side.
Oh, no.
You tell me then what you are going to do for your constituents in Great Yarmouth. What's the top of your priority list?
I'm doing my best to effectively help to improve what is happening. Hold on. What do we got there?
Well...
Well,
what do we got there?
Well, all right, man. I guess that's enough. I got some more stuff. I don't have that type of time.
There he goes.
Little SOS band coming at you. My name is Lucius Alexander. This is a ladies' night. Tomorrow, I'll be here. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'll holler. Peace.
Man, back in the day at the Copper Penny, they had $1 pints on ladies' night.
$1 pints?
Right there off of 205.
That's pint, a love.
82nd and
what kind of crowd did that bring Portland. With $1 pints?
A fun one. It was always crazy at 2 in the morning.
It was dollar doubles.
You want to get out there about 1:30 or 2:30, but not 2 a.m. Okay, Bobby Corella, All-City Mavs, joins us next. We'll talk some hoop. Bob, see what the Mavs are going to do next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteeclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.